Musical. This week, a tabloid fairy tale. Heather Mills and Paul McCartney star in The Princess and the Frog Chorus, narrated by Ringo Starr.
Paul the McCartney was a small blue tank engine with a short, stumpy funnel. Oh, hang on, that's wrong. Here it is. Read all about it. Once upon a time, in the land of the red tops, there lived a lovable mop top called Paul, the Prince of Pop, who lived all alone, but longed to bonk a babe in his luxury love nest.
A room with a view, and you, and no one to worry us, no one to hurry us through this dream we found. We'll gaze at the sky and try to guess what it's all about. Then we will figure out why the world is round. We'll be as happy and contented as birds upon a tree, high above the mountains and sea. We'll build and we'll coo, and sorrow will never come, or will it ever come true? Our room with a view. Sorrow will never come, or will it ever come true? Our room with a view. Ooh, our room with a view. A room with a view, and you, and no one to worry us, no one to hurry us through this dream we found. We'll gaze at the sky and try to guess what it's all about. Then we will figure out why the world is round. We'll be as happy and contented as birds upon a tree, high above the mountains and sea. We'll build and we'll coo, and sorrow will never come, or will it ever come true? Our room with a view.
And so the affable mega-rich Scouser devised a get-itched-quick scheme to find true love.
I shall disguise myself as a frog,
uttered the cheeky songsmith.
Surely if someone kisses me as a frog, they must love me for who I am.
Little did he know that a new princess of all our hearts, an angel called Heather from heaven near Gateshead, had arrived in the big smoke. But she wasn't fussed, she'd kiss anyone.
Ribbit!
Go on then, you charmer. You've croaked me into it.
And before her very eyes, the long and winding toad transformed.
Hang on, you're millionaire Paul McCartney.
Correct, the millionaire Paul McCartney. And I'd like to marry you and make you a millionaireess overnight.
Yeah.
so Heather was powerless to resist the saccharine sentimentality of the sugary songsmith.
Very well, I shall marry a pet.
Lothario from Liverpool was delighted.
I'm the luckiest prince in the world. Yes, yes, yes.
He ejaculated. Paul was so deliriously happy, he decided to tell the world about his love for Princess Heather.
The first love song I wrote for Heather in New York. You want to hear a bit of it?
Oh, yeah.
Called
right.
Loving Flame. Goes like that. That's it. So I was in New York just writing this. Just got these chords in. How can I hope to reach your love? Help me to discover what it is you're thinking of. 'Cause when we kiss, nothing feels the same. I could spend eternity inside your loving flame. Was written for her, you know, so a lot of emotions.
You better stop. You don't know where she came from. Take a back, Jack. You never know where she's been. In between, you better stop. You don't know where she came from. She's a bad type of woman. Take her back to New Orleans.
Soon the two lovebirds were married and lived happily ever after. For a bit. Because, shock horror, even while the couple were still spooning, the tabloids forked out the dirt on Heather and the knives were out.
4:55 p.m. in the Mills McCourtney house. Paul is in a tiz.
Heather, have you seen the papers?
Paul, I told you to lay off the spliffs.
No! Not the Rizzlers, these!
Oh, the tabloids. Yes, they've made terrible claims that I posed for a porn mag, slept around and married you for your money. All totally untrue.
I don't care about that stuff. It says here in 1989 you once ate a beef burger.
I was young and peckish.
Paul was so angry he didn't want any lentil stew for his dinner. Instead, the normally bubbly ex-Beatle decided to submit Heather to continuous cruel and deadly abuse.
You lift up my spirits, you shine on my soul. Whenever I'm empty, you make me feel whole. Can rely on you to guide me through any situation.
It soon took its toll.
Listen.
Someone you love.
We should all have a choice. Listen. It's funny in life.
life where you can take things for granted and never think about them until they happen to you or someone you love. Something like having a disability. Your life's perfect. You found a wonderful partner. You have a child. The midwife hands are over. Something's missing. Your partner may leave. You have to cope alone. They're afraid of the responsibility, what people might think, how the child may look. It's not the dream baby you wanted, but it's yours. She grows up and she has her own special qualities. It's been hard. Other children can be cruel, teasing and tormenting. Freak, weirdo, retard. What do they know? Listen. But you smile at her and tell her she's beautiful. The most beautiful girl in the world. But you smile at her and tell her she's beautiful. The most beautiful girl in the world. Push her around in a wheelchair. People stare. How is she, they ask you? As if she has no voice. 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 So you take a deep breath for the millionth time. Then you smile through hurt eyes. And say, why don't you ask her? She has a voice.
Why don't you ask?
Do their best with the limited budget they have. They make her her limbs, but she can't wear them. They're painful, and every step you watch her take is even more painful to you. So you thank them because this is the best they can do. Or is it? No, Mr. Minister, it's not, and you know it. Disability.
The stage was set for marital discord.
Discord? I think it's E minor.
But Paul and Heather were sensible enough to sit down and talk it through, in separate rooms with their own hugely expensive legal teams. And these wise and sensible lawyers showed Paul that there was only one way.
Thank you.
Stars Dave Lamb, Vicky Pepperdine and Richie Webb. It was written by Dave Cohen, David Quantick and Richie Webb. The music was composed, performed and arranged by Richie Webb. The music production by Matt Katz. The producer was Casey Tyrrell.
This is my life, a right given by God, to live a free life, to live in freedom. I'm talking about freedom, we're talking about freedom. I will fight for the right to live in freedom. And I'm talking about freedom. We're talking about freedom. I will fight for the right to live in freedom. Everybody's talking about freedom.